Okay, so we are up to, we had two pshatim in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the way we touch the Mishnah, somebody who doesn't want his nadarim to work all year should get up on Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, it says Rosh Hashanah, and say, all the nadarim I will make are batal, right? Then the Mishnah said the word, Bevachei Zohar B'Shas HaNeder. So we had a problem with that, because if you remember it, why are you talking? So therefore, Abaye changed the gears of the Mishnah, you're making the netter and you don't remember the Tanai. Then the Tanai comes and voids the netter. That's exactly what you said in the Tanai. Now, according to the Rush, the Ran, and most Mishnayim, Rava does not disagree with Abaya. Rava agrees that if you don't remember the Tanai voids the netter. Rava is just bothered that we changed the gears in the Mishnah. So then Rava said the case of the Mishnah is a complicated one. Not that he disagrees in halacha with Abaya, but in the terminology of Bevachei Zohar B'Shas HaNeder, Rava learns he remembers he made a Tanai and doesn't remember what the Tanai was on, whether this Neder was included, because he didn't say every Neder, he said certain types of Nedarim. So if he remembers it, then he should say, I'm continuing the Tanai, I'm just not sure if the Tanai voids this Neder. Then it works. But if he remembers that he made a Tanai and he doesn't remember on what, and doesn't say that, then his netter avoids the Tanai, obviates the Tanai. That's what Rava learns. So the way most Mishnayim learn, it's going to be very negay in a few minutes because we're going to have to, people are going to ask me how halacha. Rava learns, there's no the way the Ran, the Rush learn, and one of the Shittos in the Shulchan Aruch, is that everybody agrees that if you make a netter and you didn't remember the Tanai, the netter is gone. That would be very helpful, but that's the way most Mishnayim learned this Gemara. Okay, let us do a little bit more of the Gemara, and then we will come back and talk halacha. Zok to Gemara Vayter. Rub to Rav Huna Bar Yochanina, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 line from the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Rav Huna Bar Yochanina, Sabar L'Midrash Eberka. He wanted to announce this in the shir, that Rabbi Sai, you should know, you can do this, and it'll save you from all the Dorim problems. Amar le Rava, Tana kamastam lostumi, k'deshni nagu kalas reish benedorim. The Tana hides it. Now, how he hides it, the Rush learns one way, we learn like the Rush, that this is going in Abaya. He wrote Zachor and meant Eina Zachor. The Tana hid it. We didn't have the correct terminology. He didn't want every Amoret to be able to read this Mishnah and walk away saying that you can do whatever you want about the Dorim because you can just appoint him at the beginning of the year. And that would cause a kalas reish for the Dorim. The Dorim would become something that nobody worries about. We don't want that to happen. The Dorim is a serious business. So the Tana went and hid it in the Mishnah. V'at k'darshas le'peperka, and you're announcing it publicly? So the way the Rush learns is it's only true in Abaya's pshat. Because in Rava's pshat, it's not so hidden. I mean, some other Rishonim say, it's pretty hidden according to Rava too, because you have to type Mivachei Zoko that he made a tie on some, he doesn't remember. But the Rush seems to learn that the hidden is only in Abaya. So this opens up the door, whether we should say Kol Nidre or not. First of all, there's a Machlokes Rishonim what Kol Nidre is. Some Rishonim learn they call Nidre and Hataras Nidarim. It's going under the Nidarim in the past. And their gyrus, Miyoyim Kippurim L'Sha'avar, Ad Yoyim Kippurim Hazeh, from last Yom Kippur till this Yom Kippur. They learn, many Rishayim, they learn that Kol Nidre is not on the future, but it's on the past. Some Rishayim say, no, the gyrus is the way we have it in our Machzor, Miyoyim Kippurim Zeh, Ad Yoyim Kippurim Haba. Some people, and in fact, one of the Balei Tefillah and Shomer Shabbos, since I was there, used to do this, used to say both. Miyoyim Kippurim L'Sha'avar, Ad Yoyim Kippurim Zeh, U'Miyoyim Kippurim Zeh, Ad Yoyim Kippurim Haba Aleinu L'Tayva, in order to incorporate both Shittas and the Rishayim, which are brought, and that it can be a Hataras Nedarim, and on the future. But some Rishayim said you don't say Kol Nidre, because the Gemara is saying, don't announce it. Don't announce it. But the minhag ha'olam became, and it's a big tumult on the Rishayim, the Rambam brings different opinions, whether we should or should not say Kol Nidre. We say Kol Nidre. And the question becomes, the Tanachraim talk about, should the Rav get up and explain what Kol Nidre is doing? Or maybe, Mistum Sumi, just do it and don't make a big to-do because you don't want Kalos Reis Benadar. I don't know, today everybody has an article mouser. They really want to know what Kol Nidre means. They can figure it out. So I don't think that shaila is pertinent anymore. As an aside, before I get involved in the rush and then the halacha, as an aside, there are those that explain why is Kol Nidre such a big Yisairis. Why don't we go to Kol Nidre? I don't know if today, when I was a kid in the European island, when they got to Kol Nidre, it was almost like Nila. Kol Nidre, Kol Nidre. You walk into Kol Nidre, it was like, you walked in, that was, so some say it's the beginning of Yom Kippur, you know, hello, you just walked into Yom Kippur. Others say, Abi Zayir. There's a Zayir that's printed in a lot of Masayrim before Kol Nidre, where it says that in Kol Nidre, we are being Matar HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Neder, in case he made a Neder, or a Shua, not to let take us out of Golus. So we are being Matar that Neder. And there's a lot of things that we do that seem to indicate we take out Sifrei Torah. Tartar is the time you take out Sifrei Torah. For a Midah and a Neder, you take out your Sifrei Torah. And you say, B'Shiva Shomayla, B'Shiva Shomata, Anu Matirim, and you make, it's a whole production, Kol Nidre. So they say, because of desire, we're doing a lot more than just talking about our Nidarim, we're also talking about the Rebbeinu Shem Nidarim. Again, that's what the Svarim, we'll call them the Svarim HaKdashim, those who deal with Kabbalistic issues, they say that, number one. Number two is, there's a Vart, and I like this Vart, and I mean, that doesn't need my Askama, from Yosef Ber Soloveitchik from Boston, says a beautiful Vart. Why are we making such a big to-do about Hakaras Nadarim? We do it in Erev Rosh Hashanah, and we do it on Yom Kippur. So he says like this. If you learn it from the past, the Mesillas Yesharim tells us, Akiras HaRatzim Kakiras HaMaisa. Tshuva works, Rebbeinu Shlom HaChazbek said that you did an act that was terrible, but you have regrets, and you uproot your will to have done that Maisa. So the Rebbeinu Shlom considers it like you never did it. It's a big Kiddush. What if you have an Aveira that you could take care of? You could wipe it away. That's Nadarim. If a guy who transgressed Nadarim and then he's matur the Neder, he's not over the Neder. So if you have an Aveira that you can be Iker the Maisa, so you go to Rebbeinu Shlom and say, Rebbeinu Shlom, I can't be Iker the Aveiras I did. Please consider it like it's gone. Well, take care of the one you can take care of. There's one you could be Iker. So why aren't you Iker it? So we say to Rabbi Shem, we'll take care of the one we can take care of. You take care of the rest. The same is true in the future. The guy can get up in Erev Rosh Hashanah and say, all my Aveiras should not count. It'd be wonderful. But there's one Aveira you can do that. The Nadarim. So we say to Rabbi Shem, we're doing it in the one we can. We'd like to do it by all Aveiras. We can't. You can help us. That's what Rabbi Yashimer says, why Kol Nidre starts Yom Kippur? Because it's the one Aveira that we can take care of before and after. And we want the Rebbeinu Shlom to take care of our Aveiras before and to help us take care of the ones after. So that's why we do the ones that we can do. I just started tonight's work, so I shared it. Yes?
And, yeah, obviously, you know
this
first miracle, which is where that he explains, especially with Biker's Marach on this, that all things are cleansed, things are, whether it's Tuan Tara or whatever, are returning to their source. And anytime you make a neder, the only creative act you can do on in Olam Hazeh is Nidorim. You actually change the nature of something. And so therefore, when you do that, you are tied to it. And by forgiving the...
It's similar, you're saying a similar kind of thing, you're just putting Kabbalistic words into it.
Yeah.
Rabbi Asher Soloveitchik didn't put Kabbalistic words into it, and you just added the Kabbalistic words. Again, I'm just saying what he wrote. I read what he wrote, that's all.
Yeah.
Okay, that's that part. Now let's go to the Rush and to the Halacha
L'Maaseh. Nether, he's forgiven completely from that Nether, Yom Avera.
If a guy is Matur Neder, the Neder never existed.
He never did an Aveira.
Correct. I mean, I don't know upstairs whether they hold against him or not, but practically speaking, it never happened.
I'm asking about upstairs. Definitely.
I'm not upstairs. I can't answer that question.
Here,
Pashtus is gone upstairs, too.
So if a person steals something, they have a mitzvah to return it. Did he steal something? Does he have an avera?
Yeah, you have to be maratzes chavera. There's things to do. If he takes care of all that, avera is gone. I don't live up there.
The same way as an nether?
Better than a nether. Maybe even more than a nether.
Why
don't
you say that? Better than
nether? Same as nether. I don't know. I'm not in Shemayim. I'm going to say this one time. Let me say this one time. I don't live in Shemayim. I don't know what happens in Shemayim. I'll find out in 120. There's a batcha named Avraham Malach. I think his name is Avraham Malach. He's about what? Avraham Malach. Avraham Malach. A Tyre is Ger Chassim. He's a batcha. He said the following mashal. Just keep that in mind. He said he once was asked to batcha for a chassan in Eretz Yisrael. So they hooked him up on the phone, and from New York, he batcha by the chassan in Eretz Yisrael. And they decided to do him a favor, because it's noisy there, so they put the mute button on. So he had no reaction. He went for an hour. He had no idea. People listening, people not listening, people laughing, people not laughing. He didn't know what to do. He kept on going. It was a very hard thing. He said he had no idea. He couldn't judge crowd reaction. They did him a favor. They muted themselves. But what it did is he couldn't get any reaction. And then, at the end, he gets a call. What a wonderful, beautiful thing. He said he hopped. He doesn't know how his thing's playing in Shemayim. He doesn't know how it is. He's totally muted. They muted the reaction from Shemayim. They don't tell him how he's faring up there, how he's scoring. He's going to get up there. He's going to find out that all this time that he did Olam Hazeh, they were scoring him upstairs, and he got no reaction. That's what he learned from that story. I don't know what's doing in Shemayim. I can't answer that question. Chazal say, a person's matzah neder, the neder never existed. That's what it is. Yes?
One thing which Cammie said, which explains the question is that in the upper world, time is not good. All things, past, present, and future, are the same thing. The metaphors of 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 years are metaphorical. So therefore, the two matter and antimatter cancel each other out.
Again, I'm just pointing out the mind to what it is. That's all. So I can't answer questions of what happens upstairs. We'll talk down here. The netter is gone. He never did that avera. We wouldn't punish him for it. All those things are gone. Down here.
Are people punished for doing a netter here in this world by basin?
Is that moderate? No.
No, they don't moderate.
They're said Miguel Yachol can have Malkus, sure.
Yeah, Malkus.
But not if they're moderate.
I see.
Okay. Now, Dr. Rush. Dr. Rush. The rush is Saber Lemidrash Bepirka. Hug Abaya, according to Abaya, Hechid the Shachat Kol Tnoi. So he told him that don't do it, don't darshan it, the Tana hit it. Dr. Rush, that's according to Abaya. Ava Ein Lefarish the Hach the Rav Abay Lemidrash. It's not shot he wanted to say Rav's case, that the guy made an editor, he remembers the Tanai, doesn't remember what the Tanai is on. On that, we don't say the Tana hit it. The Rav ain't a tzarech b'agia Mishnah. Rav didn't change the words in the Mishnah. V'oid, v'shayach l'meimer b'hach du Rav ashley enagel kalas reich b'nedarim. Rav's case doesn't lead people to kalas reich. It's so complicated that people won't read and say, hey, the nedarim don't count, because if I remember I made it tonight and I don't remember what it's on, it's like, it's so out of the whack that it's not something that will lead to Kalas Reich. The most of the Rabbi Leishiach, very infrequent Shiach, Dover Zohar Mitzvahs, Mishakoyach Mitzvahs. Boy, they're coming behind you, Mishas Nidroy, Al Das Mishay Nawaitza. Right? He announces, I want to do it with the Tanai. According to Abaya, it obviates all the Dara. So people hear that, they'll say, I don't have to worry about the Dara ever again. It's gone. Don't worry about it. Kalas Reich from the Dara. According to Rava, his case is not Kalos Reich Ben Adar. It's too complicated. Tana Kamistam Lastumi, the Tani Bavachi Ezokar, the Tzarek Lagia Bavach Loy Ezokar. Avalahola have a Mistam Stumi, Masha Dalag, the righteous Lay Skaimu Nadarav. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't say the words, somebody who doesn't want his Nadarim to work, not called hiding it. Given the Epshel of Parish HaMishnah, Blesha Tagi Yenikach, Harikim of Fereshes. Mishnayas leave things unsaid. That's not called hidden. That's the way Mishnayas are written. Figure it out. But to change words from Zachar to like Zachar, that's uncommon. And therefore, that's hidden. That's what the Rush says. Bottom line, the way the Rush learns this Gemara is we paskin like Abaya. Rabbi doesn't argue in Abaya. Just says a different chat in the Mishnah that a person can make this a Megah and all of the Dharma are canceled. Comes along Taisvus and the Rambam, and they learn Rava disagrees with Abaya and holds that the Tanai does not work on a person that forgets his Tanai. It doesn't work. And I'm not going to get involved in how they learned this Gemara. It's complicated. We're not learning Taisvus now. But they learn Lahalka Lamaisa, Rava argues in Abaya, and the Megah does not work. Does not work. Except under certain circumstances, which is a machloikus, the Beis Yosef and the Taz, what those circumstances are. But everybody agree, according to the Rambam, la'alcha l'maisa, person makes the meidah, then makes the neder counts. The Beis Yosef says, except if you remember the meidah within Taz Dibur of your neder, and say, oh, I want the meidah to count. That's the only way the meidah will take care of the neder. A guy made the neder, says, oh, meidah, forget the neder. If he does that, then it works. The Taz says, no. The Taz says even more. If he, after a while, made the neder on Monday morning, on Tuesday afternoon, he said, didn't I make a meidah? I want to cancel the neder. So when he remembers the meidah, the next time, after he makes the neder, he has to say, oh, I want to cancel that neder. But according to the Beis Yosef and the Fourth Chapter of the Rambam, it's not a cure-all. It doesn't work for everything. So the Shulchan Aruch brings two shittas. Yes, I'm Rem, that the Maidah works for all the Dharam. But yes, I'm Rem, it does not work for all the Dharam, except the certain case, and the Taz adds to that case. Fine. So, Halacha L'maisa, we aren't Saibach on the Maidah. We tell people, be Matar Neder. Do not rely on the Maidah, because the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions. Who are we to decide which opinion we're going to take? Therefore, Halacha L'maisa is, we tell people, you make it a Kabbalah or a Neder. I'm sorry, a Neder. Don't say, forget the Neder anyway. I made the Maidah. Because according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch of one sheet, it doesn't work. Comes along Yosef Chaim, Shlomo Zalman, and a few others, and say that even though we are Machmer, but for a Kabbalah with Bar Mitzvah, for a Minik Tayyib, you did three times, there you can rely on the Maidah. And you don't have to worry about being moderate if you can't find a bezin easily, or you don't want to go to a bezin, whatever it is. There, they say, of that, you can rely on the Maidah, because most Rishayim seem to say the Maidah does work. We are Machmer because of the Rambam, which is fine. We're Machmer like the Rambam multiple hundreds of times. But in this case, so Rabbi Zalman and Rabbi Yosef Chaim and a bunch of other Achroinim say that for a Kabbalah, the Gar Mitzvah, which is not a clear neder, there, we rely on the Maidah. So in Halacha L'maisa, people come over to me and they say, I made a Neder, they have to be Matarit. They made a Kabbalah, preferably, they should be Matarit. If for some reason it's difficult for them, they can be Saimach on the Maidah. That's Halacha L'maisa from this thing. But without the Rambam Shita, the Gemara seems to say you can rely on it. But the Rambam is the Rambam, and Taisus is Taisus, and they both agree, and we don't pass it that way. So therefore, except under certain circumstances. So therefore, Halacha L'maisa, we don't rely on the Maidah for the Dharam Rishuas. Only a Kabbalah L'dvar Mitzvah when it's difficult to remove it. Can't hear you.
If he was only going to teach Abaye version, then Rabba thought he was going to say his.
No, the Rav says Rava's version is fine. It's not hidden. But it won't cause Kala Shreish Benadar. Because it's so complicated, it rarely happens.
Who's he saying? Who's giving the drush to
anybody else? Rav went up to say a drush in Shul.
Yeah, so the people out there are...
They're everybody there. He's speaking in Shul. Speaking in congregation to Tiferet Israel. I don't know. Not the Tiferet Israel, Cleveland. Adas B'nai Yisrael. I don't know. Name the show, whatever way you want.
People that are there
are saying. I don't know. It doesn't, honestly, doesn't say. But obviously, Rabbi felt that they would misuse it. The people that were there.
Yeah,
And some Rishonim say not to say Kol Nidre because of this. We do say Kol Nidre, and most people, overwhelming majority of people, only say it for the future, not for the past. Some people say that when you say it along with the Chazan, you should add the past, because you want it to be Ataras Nadarim also. Especially women who rely on Kol Nidre because they don't do Ataras Nadarim. I mentioned once before that Daniel Gadush told me, and he did not tell me this, I saw in an article that the Sfardim, in certain cities, men, women come together in shul, women in the women's section, men in the men's section, and they do Ataras Nadarim during Slichas. There's a bezel of 10 that sits on the stage, and everybody says the Nusach of Ataras Nadarim together, and they're Matar Nadarim for men and women. But Ashkenazim don't do this. We don't have women do Ataras Nadarim. We don't do this. We just... Okay. That way, somebody just... that's how we... might as well do what they do. There are certain cities that I know that they go to Beit Yaakov's at three people, they have the girls say Ataras Nadarim and come out to them, but not in Cleveland. And I once asked the Rav in Cleveland what we should do, and he said, we don't introduce new things. He's right. And we don't introduce new things, so it's not done. And you cannot be Matar your daughters Nadarim for them. The only one you can do it for is your wife. You cannot walk in and say, I'm a shliach of my daughters. It doesn't work. So you can't do anything for your daughters. When they get married, their husbands will do it. That's all. You don't introduce new chumras. Klal Yisrael didn't do this for thousands of years. So all of a sudden you're coming in making a new religion. We don't make new religions. Other people make new religions. We don't make new religions. Stick to the old one. The Old Testament. Right, sir. Talk to my writer. What?
He's trying
to ask my wife, which she does. She never
made a debtor, so why would she have to move up? Yes. As far
as making changes, we don't accept. For instance, do you say
Aleinu after Gottlieb? Yeah. It's in the Siddur. Okay. When was it introduced?
I'm
not
Yeshua Ben-Nun.
There are opinions, conversations about Rabbi Dick, Rabbi Dick said, I've seen that it was introduced in the people. Everybody agrees this part of the Rosh Hashanah Musaf and was taken from there.
Such a beautiful tefillah, how could you take it out? Right.
That's why it was introduced, because it's a beautiful tefillah, because everybody jams around the room without even thinking about it. Didn't Moshe write the first paragraph?
No, Yeshua wrote the first paragraph. Achan wrote the second paragraph.
Who wrote?
Achan. Al Kain Nikava is Rashi Tevis Achan. No. Again, I'm not saying nobody ever makes changes. All I'm saying is it's for them to make changes, not for me. Ibailu. That's all. Ibailu. I'm a big traditionalist.
Shomer Shabbos has what's called an Ashkes Svar.
That was done.
That's novel.
That's novel, and Rabbi Gavin Grumer wrote a letter to Shlomo Zalman whether he should change it or not, and he told him, don't touch it.
I agree. So, as far as we don't add things,
again, I'm asking. Ibailu. Pligi Rabbanu Alei Rablazim and Yaakov Alei. Okay, so now we're going back to Masechtas Nedarim. We were in Masechtas Nedarim, and now we're going back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov introduced that when you tell a guy, if you don't eat by me, I'm banning you with a netter, you don't mean it. The regular person that does that, that is using this as a tool to force the guy to eat by him, never meant the netter. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said. Is that accepted? Or did Rabbi Elazar say, not true? People do use these things. It is a netter. If the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, a guy who said, I am going to ban you unless you eat by me, right? Dr. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he never meant it. This is the same as the business people when they did their deal. Do Rabbanan agree? Well, by business people, that's widely accepted practice of business. By a person banning his friend from eating, if he doesn't eat by him, is it true? Is that also considered a Zeruzin according to the Rabbanim? Is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov adding and the Rabbanim agree? Or are they arguing? That's the Gemara Shaila. Ribai Lu. Kligi Rabbanim Alei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? I like Kligi. I like. Zakt. Rosh. Kligi Rabbanim. Alei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Dafka B'mekech U'memka Shaila Chomeim and Nidrei Zuzin. Maybe the Rabbanim holds Nidrei Zuzin only works in business. And everything else, we don't assume person's not being real, whatever word I'm looking for, not meaning what he says. V'imtin Salaim Apligi, and again, the Gemara doesn't know. So the Gemara says, and if you want to say they do argue, Hilchas Tikkavasi Alai. Halacha, do we pass like him, or do we pass like Rabbanim? Now, you'll tell me Yachid Karabim, Halacha Karabim. The Blessed of Yaakov has to be exception to the rule most of the time, because there's a rule that says Mishnah's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavinaki. The Blessed of Yaakov, everything he says is measured and good, clean. We usually paskin like the Blessed of Yaakov. So therefore, it's a very legitimate question. Are we paskin like the Blessed of Yaakov? Not paskin like the Blessed of Yaakov. Is this an exception to the rule, or does this go into the rule? Some say, again, I never counted, the Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov is mentioned 102 times in Mishnayos and Brises, and therefore it's Kav Vinaki. 102 times. Again, I never counted it, so I will not. The Gemara says in the sixth parak in Yevamos, the Mishnah Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavinaki, maybe this is an exception. That's what the Rashi is speaking out. We don't know. We usually go like it. That's why that's the default option, usually. But this makes sense to say that people mean what they say. Zuzin, to say something is Nidrei Zuzin is saying like people didn't mean it just to. That makes sense in business. Who says it makes sense everywhere else? Zakti Gemara Tashma. I will prove to you that they argue. Natalia. This is a Mishnah in the 8th Perek. If somebody says to his friend, Kainim Sheini Nanalach, I don't know if it's 8th Perek or 7th Perek, I think it's 8th Perek. Kainim Sheini Nanalach, Imiyata Naitu Labincha, Kar Shachita Mishnecha Vishayayin. I ban that I will never have pleasure from you unless you accept this present from me. A quart of wheat, or 2 barrels of wine. This guy made an error. He wants the other guy to accept a present from him. The other person doesn't want to accept the present. So he says, you should know, if you don't take this present, I will ban myself from having pleasure from you. Is that a serious netter? Or is that Nidrei Zuzin? The Gemara assumes that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, these ploys, when used in food, getting people to take, eat, or zuzin, doesn't mean it. But this Mishnah says, exception. Harzeh yochol lahatris nidra shloya pichochem. That's a machlokes rishonim, what that means. He can be matir his neder without a chochem. Sheyochol leimer loy klum amarto b'shul b'kleidi. Why did you want me to take the present? Because you want to show me honor. Zehu kleidi. You want a special honor from me? Don't make me take the present. So you can be matir this neder because you can tell the guy you had a serious neder. You meant what you said. But the reason behind it, you want to show me honor. The honor is not to make me take the present. Now, some Rishonim learn this is a Pesach. You can go to a Bezin and tell Bezin that you made the neder because you wanted to show this person honor. And now you found out that the person feels more honored if you don't make him take the present. So they can say, Mutalach, Mutalach. The rush here is Machadish, that you can be matter the netter yourself. It's such a good Pesach that you don't even need a Bezin. Kiddush of the rush, because Pashtas you learn you can never remove a netter yourself. The rush here is Machadish, that in a Pesach that's so clear, let's read the rush inside. It may not above a night to the bincha. Derech kavadu, shiakavu matana labana v'loy li'atzmai. So the Russians bothered, why didn't he say, take for your son? Why didn't the case say, if you don't accept for yourself? So the Rush, it's a bigger honor to accept for your kids. You're giving my kids, it's a bigger covet to give to my kids that shows respect for me that you're giving to my kids. You give to me, you can say it's charity, you can say it's a million things. You give to my kids, that's not giving me, that's showing you respect me by giving to my kids. Shaloi api chacham. The ain't charach shayla, Dr. Rush. You don't even have to go to bed. The Ava Bish should call Pesach of Harat Ha'ikra Neder Mikarai. Even though Hataras Nedarim removes the Neder to begin with, the Ava became Tzarek Shaila Lechachem, and you can't do it yourself. You can't get up in the morning and say, I regret I ever made the Neder. Neder's gone. No. Halacha said you need a bet. High Pesach Mucheches Tvei is a very big Kiddush Nigger Rush. Because the fact that you can't remove your own Neder is based on a Pesach. There's a chayre meichlem loy who ain't a meichel yatzmai. He can't remove his own neder. The Rush is saying that's under normal circumstances, but there are exceptions that you can remove your own neder. The Rush holds that this is such a clear Pesach that you can go and remove your own neder. Chiddush dika Rush, but that's the Rush's shita. Other Rishonim argue. They say all it means is you have a good Pesach to go and be matur. Anyway, we learn like the Rush. Very big Kiddush, but that's what the Rush says. And it's going to be on the test from my code. It's going to
say, yes. And it's not Nolan. He does every other.
No, this is not Nolan because it existed then that it wasn't his coven. It's not my coven. That was a fact then. You didn't know it, but it's a fact then. No, it's not Nolan.
But all of them the same thing. Give the same answer by all of them.
Again, but this is not Nolan. He doesn't have to ask the question. You don't ask your question if it's not pertinent. Zuck to Gemara. The only reason he can remove the neder is because the guy explained to him, this is a bigger honor for me. Mashma, this would be a good neder. It's only because he can get out of it. Right? We said all these kinds in the dorm that have made the guy to eat to accept are all nidre zuzin. So therefore it wouldn't be a neder. Must be Ella, must be Lav Rabbanon. Must be, I had the Bach, this is going like Rabbanan. Shema minah, pligi Rabbanan, alay, alay. So we see the Rabbanan do argue. Somebody's got to be the Tana of this Mishnah, and it can't be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so it's got to be the Rabbanan. It's all right, Rabbanan argue. And for the Gemara, no. Le'aylam, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says this is not Zuzin. I, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, said using nether to force people to accept presents, eat by you, these things are Zuzin. Shiny, here it's different. Miter of Lezab and Yaka behind the Nidra Hava. The Amrele, Loi Kalbana, the Mishanina Minach, Le Mishanis Minoi. Why is this guy doing it? Why, in Yiddish, would say, why Gaitam 11? Why does he care so much that the guy should accept a present from him? That you're willing to use a netter as a means to force him? Why would he? He doesn't want to take the present, leave him alone. The answer is, some people don't like to be receiving on the receiving end all the time. Reuven does Shimon chsadim all the time. Shimon feels, and I'll use the word of the Gemara, like a dog, that my master takes care of me. He's always taking care of me. He's always doing things for me. I want to even the playing field. I want to show him that I did something for him. It bothers me that I'm always on the receiving end. That's an incentive to say that he meant the netter. I really mean it. I don't like this one-sided relationship. I feel like a dog. Now, this doesn't show much hakara satayu, but it's human nature not to want to be on the receiving end. So therefore, even though Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that I want you to eat by me, it's zuzin, but when I'm trying to get you to accept a present of size, kur chitin, it's because I want to even the playing field. I'm serious. I don't want a one-sided relationship. If you're not going to take it from me, then I'm not taking anything from you because I'm sick and tired of having this one-sided relationship. So therefore, here Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would agree it's not Jerusalem. So it could be the case of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov when you want the guy to eat there. That is Jerusalem. Even Rabbanan would agree. Here Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov agrees it's an eder because there's an incentive, a motivation here not just to get the guy to do something you want him to do, but you need him to accept the presents. Except, then you figure it out that if you really want to show that you appreciate his things, don't force him to take the present. Respect him. That's what the Gemara is saying. I want to read the Rush inside. Zuck to Rush. Zel Kreidi, Lisne Matanis. The Drash, why is it more honorable not to accept the present? Because Saina Matanis Yichya. Chimdama Le Lav Kalbana. Bekivin Shesh Tam Ledover, Aminin de Lenedri Chav. Since there's a reason here, we say he meant what he said. Yes, doctor.
Yeah, the question was, why does it like, which is exactly what he does. Right now it seems to be the absolute proof.
Okay, back to the Gemara. Tashma, we're going to try to prove it again. This is again a Mishnah in the Eighth Perek. Haimel Chaveroi, Kailim Shatananasli, Imiatanaisen Libni, Korshachitishtechavishayayan. The exact opposite case. The guy said, you can never have pleasure from me unless you give me a present right now. So now it's not like I want to give you a present. The guy making the netter wants a present. He wants a present. And he says to the guy, I'm telling you right now, if you don't give me this present, I will never let you have pleasure from me. I ban you in pleasure. Okay? So either give me a present or you're banned. Zuck the Mishnah. Ramey Reimer, Achiyite. The mayor says there's no way out of this. Aser Achiyite. Some Rishayim learned Ramey would argue in the previous case as well. He holds that Zel Kavaydi doesn't work. He holds that you make an edder, you mean it, it's done, and saying you meant it because of that reason, you can't do it, you can't be mato your netter yourself, according to the Rush. Some say Ramey is only arguing in this case. This case sounds much more serious. This case is saying, I want a present. You better give me the present. If not, I am going to ban you ever having pleasure from me. Chamim Aymim, Abza Yachal Ha'atra Nidro Shal Api Chacham, Che Yachal Aymer La'arei Nikis Kabalti. The guy can say, listen, what do you want to do? You want to give me a present? I decided I would give it back to you now anyway. So you might as well not hand it to me. We're just wasting time. Ha'arei Nikis Kabalti. It's like I accepted it. Meaning, what are you going to do? You're going to hand me the present, and I'll hand it back to you. What we do? So let's just make believe that it happened. Now, this is a big machlokes rishayim. Is this only in things that we do this, that we can do this? How about if a guy said at Sinai that if you go to New York, you can't have pleasure from me? Right? And the guy goes to New York. Or let's say he said, if you don't go to New York, you can't have pleasure from me. Can he say it's like you went? I decided it's like you went? Or that's different. Here, that is, you can hand me the present, I can hand it right back to you, so why are we going through the motions? But in going to New York, you can't like go to New York and undo it, or not go to New York and then do it and make believe you did it. So it's a machlokes rishayim. Some rishayim learned it only works for this kind of thing, that the Russian is afukha matras lamali, why go through the exchange? And some rishayim learning it works for every tanai. You can say, I made the condition, I consider it, you can accept you kept the condition. Okay, it's a machlokes rishayim, the Rush doesn't get involved, just speaking it out.
What's the lashon
rishayim? Hafuche matrasa. Why are we doing the thing? Why go through the motions of just going back and forth?
What's
I don't know what the word means exactly, but that's the lashon the rishayim use. Hafuche matrasa lamali. Anyway, so, b'chamim ayrim, right, you can say about now, Mashmith not Zuzah. When you use these kind of things for presents, food, eating, it's all Zuzah, the guy never means it. Taima, the Amahareni kills Kabalti, Halav al Kinederu, the money. You replace the Yaakov, Nidri Zuzah now. Elalav Rabbanon, who please. So must be going like Rabbanon, and they argue. So again, the Gemara is making an assumption. The Blessed Yaakov would use this Neder as Zuzah as well. Dr. Gemara, no. What happened here is the opposite. The guy says, I will ban you in having pleasure from me unless you give me a big present. We say, this is not Jerusalem. You feel the relationship is one-sided, that you're always giving, and that guy is always receiving. And you don't like a relationship where you're the giver and he's the receiver. You feel like you think I'm a king. I provide and you subject get. I don't want that relationship. I want you to give me also. That's a serious matter. This is more serious than eating a meal by somebody. This is serious. you're always taking, and I'm sick and tired of you always taking from me. Therefore, I'm making an eder. Then if you don't give me something, I will never let you take from me again. So this is a serious neder, even according to Blaise Yaakov. So it doesn't prove anything about the Chachamim. Could be the Chachamim agreeder of Blaise Yaakov in his case, but this is much more serious. Zakdarash, the Mesanina Minach, the Kibbutz who writes the Yaakov Memeno Matana Meruba, right, this is the case of, first case, I'm not going to take from you and you never take from me. He's promising him a big present. Right? The Rush seems to say, if this were a small present, I ban myself and I know from you, if you don't take a can of soda from me, then it would be Zeruzin, according to Blaise Yaakov. But the fact you're saying, this is a serious business. Again, Dr. Rush, asking for such a big present in return means you must have done a lot for him. You're asking for a big matana. So the Rush, basically the Gemara is answering. The Blaise Yaakov did not say, every case of presents and food is ruzin. He said it by minor things, a meal, things like that. But once it's a major present, then obviously there was a driving force to be real. Except, one of the driving forces is, I don't want to be in receiving end. One of the driving forces is I don't want to be on the only giving end. And that you can be matzah shloyah b'chacham, because you can say, it's as if I got it. Or you can say, this is a bigger honor for me. You want to show me honor? Because I'm always giving you things? Fine. This is a bigger honor for me. So this is not a regular case of Ruzin, even according to Blaise Yaakov. So we haven't proven our shayla whether the Rabbanan agree or disagree with the Blaise Yaakov. Because in these two cases, Rabbi Yaakov agrees that this is not Zeruzin. This is serious business, and the Rush stresses because it's Matana Meruba. The fact that we're talking about big quantities shows it's serious. You don't use two Chavis Ayayin or a core for Zeruzin. That's like, hello. That's like way beyond. Don't think of my writer. Tashim Amalei Machshisha Bereid Rav Chisda Rav Ashi. Machshisha, the son of Rav Chisda, said to Rav Ashi. Shisha means old. There's a Machloikas Rishaynim. Rav Chisda had many children. Hashem, he was blessed with a lot of children. One of his children are called Machshisha, Mr. Old. And one of them is called Mar Yanuka, Mr. Young. Who's older and who's younger? So Rashi and Subba says, Machshisha is older, Maryanuka is younger. Taisa says just the opposite. Maryanuka means he was born to Rav Chisda when he was young. And Machshisha means he was born to Rav Chisda when Rav Chisda was older. So Maryanuka is older than Machshisha. That's Taisa's Shita. Just had a Taisa's and Baba Basra yesterday. The only reason I remember it is because it was yesterday. I forget that fast. That Rav Chisda had five sons that were Amaroyim. Five sons that were Amaroyim. Because the Gemara says there, Rav Chisda said, the daughters do more for me than my sons do. So Rashtaram said, because his sons didn't survive long, they died young. So that's what he means. There were five Amaroyim that were his sons. That means they obviously survived to an older age. They couldn't have died very young if they had five Amaroyim. So Tysus learns that his sons-in-laws were bigger than his sons. He said, I got more from my sons-in-laws, from my daughters. One of them married Rava, and Rami Bachama married both. First Rami Bachama and Rava, and one of them married Rebukva Bachama. So he had sons-in-laws that were Gedali Adar. So he said, my daughters did more for me than my sons. That's what Tysus learned from Shadis. But whatever that is, he had five Amaroyim sons. That's why I saw in Tysus. Tysus lists their names, five Amaroyim sons. Not bad. Had two Gzaili Adar sons, three Gzaili Adar sons in law, and five sons down in Baroyim. You know what I mean? He didn't do bad for himself.
I can't say that.
And he lived to 90. Warren Bite Cotton talks about contrasts Rav Chisda and Rabba. How Rav Chisda lived a life of plenty, and Rabba lived a life of nothing. Rabba had no. Rabba died at 40. Rabba was poor. Rav Chisda was rich. Rav Chisda had many children. Rabba did not have many. The Gemara goes to a whole bunch of things in contrast Rav and Rav Chisda. They were contemporaries, at least for part of Rav Chisda's life. Rav Chisda lived 50 years longer. But the Gemara contrasts the two. So Rav Chisda, the Gemara says, was wealthy, had many children, lived long, so the Gemara says. Don't think about it. So I'm only Makshisha, Rav Chisda, Rav Ashi. Tashma. Nidre Yitzit. This is a Mishnah coming up. And the Mishnah there means that if a guy made a netter and an Inus made the netter kick in, it doesn't count. The netter doesn't kick in. That's what the Mishnah says. If the person makes a netter and then unconditioned, and the reason the condition wasn't met was because of an accident, an Inus, so the netter doesn't kick in. Because when a person makes a condition, he obviously means without an Inus factor. That's what the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah says there. We will mention him get there. I believe it's on Chavzayin Amud Aleph. Yes, it is. And we'll mention him get there, and we'll discuss it more at length. But that's the Mishnah there. And what's the case the Mishnah gives? His friend made a netter and said, you better eat by me. If not, I ban you. And then he was going to eat by him, and he got sick, got COVID, or his son got sick, so he can't leave him. Or there was a raging river. Usually he can go across, couldn't go across. So he didn't keep the t'nai, and therefore the netter should kick in, but it was because of an itis. So the Mishnah says the netter doesn't count. That's what the Mishnah says. But how about if the guy made the netter and said, you better eat by me, if not you'll be us, sir, and he didn't go eat by him. Not because of an itis. He didn't go. The Mishnah says he didn't go because of an itis. Therefore, the netter doesn't count. That means if not of the itis, the netter would have counted. Quick reply to Mayakov, that's Ruzin. He wants him to eat by it. Very similar to the case of a righteous Chaveri, Shiyaycha, let's say. It's exactly what's happening. If you don't eat by me, you're going to be answering my pleasure. And the guy doesn't care. Look, the Mishnah, the netter kicks. The Mishnah infers that the netter kicks in.
This one. Guy that divorced his wife,
right?
The other side of the river.
Yeah, that's the Gemara there. As I said, we're not getting involved in itis now. We'll leave that for the sugya of the Nidreitzah. We're getting involved in whether it's Zruzin or not. The Mishnah is saying it's not Zruzin. This is very similar to a blood, in fact, as similar as you can get to a blood of a Yaakov's case. Must be that I bought an argument of a blood of a Yaakov. Halav, well, he never, money. He's a blood of a Yaakov, Zruzin, and there's no way out of that. Ela elal rabbanon or pligi. Zaks the Gemara. Li'aylam rabbanon b'yakov. Umi savre da adre mezamna lizmina. Loi. Lizmina adre lemezamna. The story there you have wrong. It wasn't that Reuven told Shimon, you better eat by me, if not you're going to get usher. That's Reuven. Shimon said to Reuven, I want to eat by you. And Reuven said, fine. So he said to Shimon says to Reuven, if I don't get to eat by you, I ban you from my nechasim. Meaning, it's the guy that wants to eat there, not the guy who invited that made the netter. The guy who wants to eat is making the netter. That's not Zruzin. The guy said, okay, I'll invite you. He said, if I don't come to eat by you, I want to tell you now. Meaning he's trying to get a point across. I really want to eat by you. Don't back down on your invitation. I'm serious. That's a serious netter. That's not Zruzin. He wants to eat there. But I want to invite you, that's Zruzin. If I want to eat there, that's not Zruzin. We'll continue making.